Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
One of my favorites. She is absolutely awesome. I've known her for a long time now. Time has flied. I've known her almost a decade. Wow. One of the smartest people I know for sure. I always say that. Absolutely one of the kindest people I know. Former executive of the Raiders, noted author, chairman of the Big Three, CBS Sports NFL analyst, which is where we were teammates for just about 8 years. My good friend, Amy Trask. How you doing, Amy? What's up, kiddo?
Boy, I am doing well, except for the fact that you just brought to my mind how long we have known one another and how long we have worked with one another. How did that many years go by?
Aim, I don't know. It's not like I started with hair. And I don't really feel, even though I have aged, we've all aged during the years we worked together. It's not like we started the show and I had this nice head of hair and I didn't have any gray in the beard. No, I had no hair and I had a few gray whiskers. So I really feel the same and kind of look the same.
You know what? You do. And here's to us not ever acting our age when we're together.
That
and
is
by
true.
The way, shouldn't today's show be Tierney and Tierney since Tiki has ditched us?
Well, that's implied. I mean, listen, we'll make this segment Tierney and Trask. Matter of fact, I'll make it Trask and Tierney because you were the star of this segment. I got a ton of things I want to talk to you about. But first of all, let me just get to this little Twitter rumor. You're not trying to team me up for a Big Three tryout, are you? Is this true?
Oh, sure I am.
No way.
Come on.
No.
Look, I know you still got game. You know you got game. Gosh. We're having open tryouts, one in D.C., one in Dallas. A minimum of 5 people from each tryout are getting invited to the combine, and I see no reason whatsoever why you can't be one of them.
You know, it's funny, Aim, and as you know, I've obviously done work with the Big Three. I support the Big Three. I've had Cuba on the show many times. I would truly come out with no intention, or not intention, with no design or no belief that I would actually do well. I would actually come out and mess around, but I got to tell you, when I ruptured my Achilles, I've got a 7-inch zipper behind my left ankle from playing hoops when that thing rolled up like a lampshade, like Kevin Durant and many others. Unfortunately, all I do now is shoot stationary jump shots. And I've been at a lot of Big Three events with a microphone. There's not a lot of stationary jump shots being taken. There's a lot of going to the rim. There's a lot of some hard fouls. There's a lot of scrapping. Way too slow and way too old to play, but certainly down to watch and obviously hold the microphone again, hopefully, as well. But I appreciate it, but I'm going to have to respectfully turn down your overture. I'm done.
Okay, well, wait. I'll just tell you on behalf of the Big Three, we loved having you work with us. And, of course, we shut down for the pandemic, as
yep.
did most businesses. We are thrilled with the focus on the Big Three right now and the attention and the excitement and the enthusiasm. And we're looking forward to coming back. And the reason I note all that is, if you don't want to try out, we look forward to involving you and having you with us in some capacity because we know you love the Big Three and the Big Three loves you.
It's fun. I mean, listen, there was a lot of – now, I don't know what you can reveal. Then we'll get into all the football stuff. I know that last year there was a plan. See, the way it was a couple of years ago before the pandemic is that we would do it on Saturday and do it on Sundays in different cities. the way it was presented to me last year was that it was going to be one straight swoop, all the teams in one city, I believe on a Saturday, make it more of a festive thing with food and with music in the parking lot. Is that still the plan, or can you not divulge that yet?
I'm going to divulge to you. We are going to be entirely up until our playoffs and our championship, and we have not yet announced where those will be. Mm-hmm. But for the first 8 weeks of the season, the regular season, if you will, we will be in two locations. We will be in Las Vegas, and we will be in New Orleans. And
Ooh.
As you know from your involvement with the Big Three in the past, wow. it is a festival.
Yes.
It's far more than basketball. Yes, the basketball is competitive. It is fierce. You know me, BT. I like when there's fouls and there's fights and people are getting scrappy. And by the way, I once almost ran on the court until someone grabbed me and said, yo, Ames, don't go in there because you're not going to come out of this, okay? There was a big fight, and I just felt myself getting ready to go in.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're going to be in two locations up until the playoffs and the championship, and there will be music, and it will be a festival as well as the basketball. Of course, we will comply with each and every protocol in place to make sure that everyone – fans, players, coaches, everyone is safe.
That sounds awesome. So you heard that here. Vegas and New Orleans. Wow, that's going to be popping.
You know what? I wonder if I just broke news with you. Maybe
well,
not.
Listen,
maybe so.
All right. Well, if, you know, good person to break news with. That's not a bad
Absolutely.
Thing if you're breaking it on the show. I like it. So that's Amy Trask. If you don't know Amy, you're probably not a football fan. And if you don't know Amy, you're probably not on social media because Amy has the ability, the uncanny ability, and I put quotes around this, and I mean this with a good connotation, to wiggle into so many different exchanges from so many people on social media. Like, I would not expect to see Amy engaged in, and then all of a sudden, there's like three or four exchanges, and she's right in the middle of a conversation, having fun and sharing her wisdom. So if you don't follow her on Twitter, you should. And for the record, about 4 years ago, maybe three, I remember we were talking during a commercial break, and I said, "Aim, you got to get involved in this Twitter thing. The way you, the salient thoughts, the way you write, you have to embrace it." And she was so reluctant. She finally, I'm not saying she dove in because of me, but she got involved, and she's awesome.
You know what, BT? I remember that. You said, "Aim, you got to do Twitter." And I said, "Oh, BT, I am never going to go into Twitter. I'm not going to do it." And you were persuasive. And now I've pretty much decided that Twitter must have been invented for me. I love it so much.
You're so strong with it. Okay, so Aaron Rodgers reportedly turned down an offer from the Packers to become the highest paid quarterback in football, which would have been around $45, $46 million a year. So if that report is true, working under that assumption, if it's true and the rejection is true as well, it tells me right now that he's not motivated by money. So I ask, and I asked this in my audience to start the show, is he motivated solely by spite? And if that's the case, how is this resolved amicably or swiftly?
Well, look, I don't know what motivates him. As you said, we're going to assume for the sake of this conversation that that piece of information is true. We don't know whether it's true or not. He may want any number of things. It has occurred to me with his foray into television that he may and by the way, with having a fiance, I believe they're engaged, who's involved in entertainment, he may simply want to be closer to Hollywood, closer to Los Angeles, so he can do both things or transition. So hence his potential interest in San Francisco, and I don't see Green Bay wanting to trade him, if at all, to another NFC team, or to Denver, which is closer. So proximity to California may matter. You know, a long-term commitment may matter. Don't just tell me you're going to pay me a lot for this year and I'm holding a place for the next quarterback, who, by the way, you drafted last year and didn't even tell me about it ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I do take issue with that. I don't take issue with Green Bay drafting whatever player they want, but that's just a courtesy. You're going to draft another quarterback. Pick up the phone and call your quarterback and just say, hey, I don't want you surprised by this. I don't want you learning this on television. Teams do that kind of thing all the time. So he may still be ruffled by that.
Mm-hmm. Amy, is that a new thing? Like, I can't imagine Al picking up the phone or you by the, you know, as an extension of Al or whomever in the front office. Hey guys, we're just a heads up. We're drafting so and so. Like, that wasn't done back in the day, was it?
Yeah,
that's
it was.
Really?
It was, BT. And by the way, it would surprise a lot of people to know how often Al made nice calls of any nature on draft day. There was one draft in particular. We were going to trade a certain player mm-hmm. to move up in the draft. and before it was our turn and before it was announced, Al personally called that player and said, look, we're going to trade you, and I wanted you to hear it from me first.
Interesting.
And you know, I think a lot of people would be surprised that on draft day, not only would a team call a player to let them know a trade was coming, but that Al did that personally. And so, you know, look, again, is the team have to do it? Of course not. But sometimes communication, as you know, is extraordinarily important to players, just as it's important in any relationship.
There's no question. I mean, whether it's a marriage, whether it's just an office relationship, you've got to have open dialogue, and it's really the only way to go. I'm with you. We're talking to the great Amy Trask, CBS Sports NFL analyst, chairman of the Big Three as well, and got a little news dropping before Vegas and New Orleans, the site up until the playoffs, which is sweet. The first 8 weeks in Vegas and New Orleans, nice. All right, so mentioned Al before. I find it interesting. The 49ers came out, Jed York basically said, hey, listen, you know, Trey Lance is young. He's 20 years old as of today. And, you know, we're fairly amenable if it happens to be 2 years where he sits and watches before he takes over, then organizationally we're okay with that. I'm okay with 1 year. I'm not a huge fan of going from 12 to 3 and giving up all those premium assets to have a kid sit on ice for 2 years. What's your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are, you know, in the old days, if you will, before the current CBA, sometimes players sat a while. Aaron Rodgers sat behind Brett Favre. And by the way, as to Green Bay, history sort of repeating itself in that regard. But look, it's a bold statement by Jed. Maybe he really means it. Maybe he's hoping it's more like 1 year. But stating that could be both comforting to Trey and comforting to Jimmy. So, you know, I don't doubt Jed's sincerity, but I also don't know that it will be 2 years. I will tell you, I was impressed with Jimmy when Jimmy came out and said, look, I'm going to do for Trey what Tom did for me. You know, pay it forward, in essence. He didn't mm-hmm. use that exact expression. But I thought the grace with which Jimmy's handling this is very impressive.
Yeah, and you know what I said? Teague and I were talking about this, Amy. I said, listen, this is a nice roadmap to tack on, you know, 3, 4, 5 more years in some spots to your career and make good money as a backup. If you're thought to be, not that Jimmy wants to do that now, but if you're viewed as somebody much like Teddy Bridgewater, which is why Teddy's going to have work for a while, probably not as a starter, but Teddy just enhances the quarterback room. And, you know, if you're amenable to showing the ropes to the young kids and you understand the process, and even if you're getting drafted over, you're going to make a paycheck for a long time as a backup quarterback because by extension, you're almost a coach.
Great point. And look, it's no coincidence that when they won the Super Bowl, one of the first people Patrick Mahomes thanked was Alex Smith. Because boy,
yes.
Oh boy, did he, you know, look, he was on the team. He saw them draft Patrick. He knew what the future was going to bring. And yet he did absolutely everything he could do to help Patrick become the quarterback he has become. And I just thought it was tremendously generous and gracious of Jimmy to state the same vis-a-vis Trey.
No question. So that's Amy Trask. Amy's with me here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Listen, we all love Gruden. Let's get back to your Raiders here. Everybody loves Gruden on TV. You know, he's energetic, he's feisty, he just lights up a TV, and he's a Super Bowl winning coach, and so the resume certainly speaks for itself. But I don't know. I mean, $10 million a year over 10 years, and still there's 7 years to go. I get that. If I'm Mark Davis, I would expect to be a little further along, at least from organizationally, and I got to be honest here. I mean, they've made some head-scratching decisions in terms of who they've, like, their draft selections. Feels like they reach a lot. Is this what they expected, or let me frame it this way. Should they be disappointed so far with the returns?
Well, you know, look, I think every single person with the organization, my understanding is they expected more improvement sooner than they are seeing it, and there's two issues to look at here. Let me back up and say I've not read the contract. So, yes, it's been reported to be 10 years, 10 million, all of that. I don't know if there's any outs, if there's any write-offs. I don't know any mm-hmm. of that. But certainly no matter how you craft it, it is a very, very considerable commitment, both in terms of time and in money. And I do believe that the organization and those in the organization expected things to move more quickly. I know the fans did. But I also know it's an extremely patient fan base, an extremely generous fan base. You know I love the Raider Nation fans.
Of course.
And I just hope the very, very, very best for them. And perhaps we will see that this year. The offense clicked last year. Tremendous, tremendous problems on defense. They have spent some energy looking to improve the defense. Why they did what they did with Khalil Mack a few years ago is beyond me, because boy, oh boy, could he be helping. But we'll see. If they can get the defense improved, and they should be able to this year, we should see improvement.
You know, I don't even know the answer to this question, but I feel like I should. Have you been to the new Raider Stadium?
I have not. I have not.
Gotcha. Have you been able to tell, at least through your contacts, the early imprint that the, you know, the, I guess the blossoming Raider, we know that they're going to always roll with them from the East Bay, but the fandom now in Las Vegas, I know the stadium was empty, but have they fully embraced the team? Have they gravitated toward the Raiders yet, or is it still slow?
Well, you know, the Raider fans come from all over to the games, and I think we're going to see in Las Vegas is several things. Number one, there will be fans that travel from the East Bay that follow the team. You know firsthand, BT, how passionate that fan base was. There are going to be fans, there are fans who said, you know what, no, I can't. You know, you broke my heart. I'm not going to go to games in Las Vegas. And as I said, there will be fans that will go to games in Vegas. For the fans of the team that are in Southern California, the big, big majority of those fans are in the eastern part of L.A., in an area called the Inland Empire. That's a pretty easy drive to Vegas. You don't even need to fly there to go.
That's true.
And, of course, one thing I do think we'll see, though, is we will see more fans of the visiting team at games in Las Vegas once travel is back to normal than we did in Oakland. Look, in Oakland, you were there, BT. You saw that on game day it was, what, 95-97% Raider fans?
Yep.
Well, if you're a fan of a team playing the Raiders on the road and you can only go to one road game for your team, we all saw Vegas Vacation. Vegas, baby, we're going. So
that's
I do
right.
think you'll see more visiting team fans in the stadium, but certainly the vast, vast majority will be Raider fans from all over.
Well, they always come correct. Let me hit you with this and leave us with this. So over the years, I estimate, you know, roughly, depending upon how many Super Bowl shows we did together as a cast, you and I have probably done roughly 200-plus shows together, about 25 a year over the course of 8 years.
Good that's math.
That's about 200. And not once, really, during those 200 shows was I genuinely or rightfully optimistic about the direction of my Jets. You know that, because think about what they've been through. The end of the Rex Ryan era, the Todd Bowles era, and then the horrendous Adam Gase era. You know the league as well as anybody. I've got my thoughts. I really believe in Joe Douglas. I love the intellect and energy of Rob Saleh. Are the Jets finally in good hands here?
Well, BT, for your sake, if not for my cousin, who is also a Jets fan, I hope so. And I mean that for all Jets fans. You mentioned Joe. I was going to chime in on Robert. I think they made a terrific decision at head coach.
Me too.
So I'm excited to see what will happen. Look, the best coaches, best position players to be their best. And Adam Gase didn't do that.
Oh, God.
So whatever one may think about Adam and his skills, and he certainly had some skills, the best coaches, best position players to be their best. And I think they now have a head coach in place who will do that. So I think your optimism is well grounded.
Yeah, I really feel like it's not unfounded. It's not contrived like I've mustered up over the years. Like it really feels like it's the early part of seeds being planted, and now we'll see what kind of fruit it bears. But listen, Aim, it's always a treat catching up with you. You know I think the world of you. You know I love you. I always will. Say hi to your husband for me, number one.
I will, and you give your family my love, and it's always such a treat for me to speak with you. I will use my mother's expression. I am tickled pink when I get to speak with you. And I'll leave you with one thought.
Okay.
You know what begins with T besides Tiki and Tierney?
Trask.
I'm just saying.
Gotcha. Understood. I sense a little sponsorship. I know how your wheels churn, always about the money. Not that you're so greedy, but I mean, you're always thinking about the way your mind goes.
Slide on over, man. Slide on over. Tiki, Tierney, and Trask.
Give us that coin. I'll talk to you soon, Amy. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild.
Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.